Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hi.
And Matt Bradshaw.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome home.
Thanks.
I forgot.
Should we start again?
No.
Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or should we start it again?
No.
Okay.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, I'm back.
Because I believed you for a second.
At my front. How's it going? Always asking
questions. How was it?
My trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Bloody fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Good.
Yeah. I should definitely have more than one holiday a year.
Holidays are good, aren't they?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you need a holiday, though?
Never.
No, me either. No. But then you go on one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky. And I've always felt like this. Literally, that whole thing about me, you know, back in my last relationship, not wanting to travel. I was like, I don't need to go travelling. I've got a fucking great life. Yeah. And I've always felt like I've always done what I want to do. And if I haven't, I've just stopped doing the thing I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, so the job that I didn't like, I went, I don't like this. I'm going to stop it and do something different.
And yeah, you definitely did that.
Yeah.
Because what were you doing?
At which point?
the job that you didn't like that I'm thinking of.
Oh, the bank?
Yes.
I actually liked a lot about the bank.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to say it out loud.
No, I did. I really liked a lot about the bank. I loved the people I worked with, but there was a certain scenario about bonuses that really hurt my heart.
As in trying to upsell product to
people? Well, no, not so much that. No. That story, I'll tell you briefly. As if anything I ever say comes out briefly, I'm so sorry, world.
I'm not crying. I've actually got a little something in my eye.
Oh, God. I don't know, it happens. We got told about this bonus structure, like, leading up to Christmas. And then basically what happened is most of our branch hit the bonus target. So then we started sharing our kind of numbers to other people at other branches so that everyone would kind of hit their bonus because it was Christmas, you know. And I think like a crazy percentage of the sales staff ended up hitting their bonus for that quarter. And then it came back after the quarter had finished that actually the information we were given was wrong, and like only three or four of us or something tiny hit their bonus. So they said, we're sorry, we made a mistake, you actually haven't. And I went, no, that's not good enough. You can't tell us one thing and then rescind it based on misinformation, when basically almost all the way to the top they'd said, this is what it's going to be. And my feeling about it was, I just don't think I could ever work for a bonus again. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, you got a target for this quarter. So you'll probably just say, we made a mistake. And that was where I just went, I can't.
Oh, I never knew that story.
Yeah. And that was, there was all that tied up as well. Like, that, there was that, and I just got a dog. It was like, I spent 3 weeks on annual leave hanging out with my new dog. And I got back to that news. And I went, why would I come and spend every day doing this job when I can hang out with my dog? There was a lot wrapped up in it. But anyway, I've stopped doing stuff I didn't like.
Good.
I've also stopped doing stuff I really did like.
Oh, I was going to ask that.
Yeah. But you know. Anyway.
That's my fault, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Oh.
You can take responsibility if you like.
No, thanks.
Go for it.
No.
So Las Vegas, despite current events, is actually a really brilliant, amazing place.
Maybe we can. I'd like to. I've still got them. I would like to
hear about it in finite...
finite?
In
explicit in detail?
Infinite detail. Yeah.
Well, I'll show you the photos later.
But,
I'm joking, I've deleted them all.
I saw a business card on your vanity in the bathroom.
No, right? Not a business card. Hotel key. That was the key to my room.
Good.
The fantasy.
Vegas's sexiest.
Yeah, in our hotel, in all of the hotels.
Did you stay in Las Vegas's sexiest hotel?
I don't think so.
Right.
No, but they have a sexy
just
show.
Maids all in feathers.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Which they just dusted with, I presume.
Like some scene out of Beauty and the Beast.
I haven't seen it.
You often say that about stuff that I just assume you would have seen because
sometimes it's true.
Yeah, sometimes it's true you haven't seen it.
Yeah, sometimes I've forgotten I've seen it. Oh. And sometimes, oh no, it's never shock value. I don't just say
haven't
seen it.
Have you seen anything recently?
I have.
What have you seen?
Last night, I saw Made in America.
What?
You told me to go and see it.
American Made. Made in America. I'm sorry, I thought it was that J-Lo movie.
Fuck you.
Made in Manhattan. All right, now we're all good. We're back on the same page.
I've never seen a J-Lo movie.
Really?
That I didn't like.
Does she have one of those movies? No.
No. No. Oh, no. 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 No, you couldn't fit all that ass on camera. What? In a good way. She loves it.
She loves what?
Baby Got Back. That's part of her thing. Hasn't J-Lo got her ass insured for millions of dollars?
Tone Loke. Well, who's seen that? Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sorry.
No, I was about to say Most Deaf. I wasn't even close.
No.
How come J-Lo can insure her bottom, but I can't get income protection insurance?
Well, I'm about to make some lewd reference to... That's her income, but...
See?
Pun? But I... sorry. Did I just sink in? Sometimes it takes a while to penetrate.
Yeah. Stop doing it. Stop doing it.
Sorry.
It's an income, not come in.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, I spoonerize everything.
Yeah. Are you blushing? I think you're blushing.
I'm food hungover. I'm massively food hungover. From sitting up all night watching the...
American Made.
The Las Vegas events CNN. And eating the remains of all the junk food from my junk food party.
Got any clinkers left?
No.
Took me a long time to eat all those clinkers. They just sat in the centre console of my car.
Wow. Mm. How disciplined.
Yeah.
I could eat a bag of clinkers in 3 minutes.
You cannot.
Can.
Dude, it's so much sugar.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and then I have to sleep for 3 hours afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Go for a 3K run and then go to
sleep.
You
think what I do, if anyone doesn't know what a clinker is, it's kind of a hard candied centre.
Yeah, not hard. Not like...
No, like a crunchy. Kind of a harder crunchy.
Now you got to describe what a crunchy is.
No, I don't. Everyone knows what a crunchy
is.
No,
they don't.
I didn't say violent crumble or violet. Don't you call it?
I think that's what you do after you eat a bag of clinkers in 3 minutes. Then you have a violent crumble.
Yeah. Anyway, a honeycomb, not honey, but like a honeycomb sugar confectionery type thing, flavoured, different colours.
Are you talking about crunchies now?
No, we're talking about clinkers.
Well, they're not honeycomb.
No, they're kind of like that.
It's hard to... They don't sell crunchies in other countries.
They do in the UK.
Do they?
Absolutely they do.
Yeah, that was the first place I thought they didn't sell them.
Oh, right. Oh. They do.
Oh, really?
Anyway, they're sweetie things they're wrapped in chocolate. And they
look like little cockroaches.
I guess so.
That's what I discovered at your party when they were in a bowl. It freaked me out a bit because it was just a...
Were you wearing contacts or your glasses?
Little turds. Looked like little polished turds.
Yeah, they do a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Amazingly, it doesn't deter you from eating a whole bowl of them.
No, it did. It freaked me out a little bit. But then there were small children who knew that pink ones were my favourite, so they were just chewing the ends off them and when they found a pink one, giving them to me.
That's where you would think, because I like the green ones and you
I like the green ones.
I actually don't really like any of the other ones, but I will still eat them all waiting to get to the green ones. Well, I won't just bite and throw them away, which you really should.
You should?
You should.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Well, should and do are different things.
Oh.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'd be the same word.
So maybe when this situation in... it's never happened before. Never got a phone call before when we've been doing this. And I didn't want to switch it to airplane mode because I thought I might have to look stuff up.
Oh, fair enough. That's okay. You can take phone calls during the podcast. We should. We should do live podcasts and take phone calls.
Well, that was Richie Jarvis.
Oh, really?
He's pretty funny. Ages.
He's hilarious. We should get him on.
Absolutely. And he's got stuff to talk about, like drums.
All right, so he's got drums to talk about.
Yeah, so that's dumb. But he's got a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd be good to talk to. And he's kicking goals, man. That's not his business.
Hurt his foot.
Yeah.
Ow. What'd you do? Kicked a goal.
Maybe after this current Vegas story has died down, maybe we can revisit your journey in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's actually anything I'd be happy to share
there is.
Publicly about my trip other than it's a pretty astounding place.
I have never had any interest in going there at all, but who's ever gone there, I haven't asked you, so anyone except for you who's ever gone there, until you answer next. Yep. Oh, it's hard to be in the world.
I think you've caught my food hangover.
Say to me, you don't know until you go, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Funnily enough, we were there. By the third night, we all were like, all right, I'm done. I'm ready to go home now. And I didn't see...
So was that when you hadn't been asleep for 72 hours or something?
No, actually, that was the start of me not seeing daylight for 72 hours. So it was that thing, once you're in the zone, you go, okay, I'm in the zone. All right, let's party. But
did you gamble?
I did not gamble a single dollar.
Good.
I
didn't expect that you would have.
I didn't gamble money. I definitely gambled my life. Oh, my God. Just
so much alcohol.
So much alcohol.
And?
Coffee.
And?
I was literally having, like, double shots of coffee at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you here?
I think the coffee got me through. I did take a big bag of... Careful, clinkers. No, that stuff like spirulina in a tablet. I've been to America before. It's very harsh to get fresh food, any like vegetables or anything like that, anywhere near touristy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially in Nevada because it's the desert.
Yeah, like on the last day, I snuck off to Whole Foods and got a smoothie.
How much did that cost you?
I took my first Uber there. I'd never taken an Uber before. It was amazing. No wonder it's so popular. It was, you know, a quarter of the price of a taxi.
And just no money changes hands.
Nah, it's easy. So the smoothie cost me $7, but getting there and back cost me $25.
Okay.
But it was great.
Actually, $7 smoothie, that's pretty cheap.
So I took this, like, bag of spirulina. So one day...
Because the story about Whole Foods that you hear is that it's stupidly expensive.
Well,
but is it just in comparison to all the junk food that you can buy everywhere in America, which is dirt cheap?
Yes, there is definitely that. There is an element of we live in Australia and food's very expensive here compared to other parts of the world.
Is that why I can say a $7 smoothie is cheap?
A $7 American smoothie is a $10 Australian one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So Whole Foods is expensive, but then again... You would probably understand quite acutely that the higher quality food you eat, the less of it you eat. So you kind of... This food is expensive, but you also don't eat anywhere near as much of it as you do if you're just eating bowls of fried chicken.
I don't know what I eat.
There's a thing. So we went out for dinner at some place and we had this beautiful food and it ended up... And we had some drinks as well. It ended up costing us, you know, $100 a head. We then, yeah, it's actually cheap. Then we went to,
Will your mum know why I'm laughing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll ask her after she hears this.
I get embarrassed about some of the things we say that your mum might hear.
Then we went to Hooters for dinner, and I think we spent $50 a head plus. That was including drinks and shots.
That's actually never not going to make me laugh.
A head?
Yeah. But and mentioning a monetary amount before it.
We'll talk about it some other time. But the quality of food was just, compared to what we had on the expensive night, was so much worse. So much more enjoyable. It was just incredible. It was just like bowls of fried chicken in batter and chips and onion rings and astoundingly tasty, particularly given how much booze we'd had. There's this idea that maybe what you pay for is volume. So if you if you pay for a big bowl of chicken like that and it's $20 for 20 pieces, like, oh, that's good value, but it's such terrible food. Mm. Whereas if you go to Whole Foods and you spend $20 on something, it's actually three meals.
Sure.
Plus, if you go to Whole Foods, you're not buying buckets of beer at the same time. So actually, people have that argument in Australia, like, oh, it's expensive to eat healthily, and I just don't believe that, because I think if you eat healthily, you eat way less food, volume-wise.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually quite similar.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. Mm.
Spirulina.
Yeah. So I think that's why I didn't get sick, because Rocky one time, he's like, what did you just pop in your mouth? He's like, Dom's gone wild. He's in Vegas. He's had no sleep for 3 days, and now he's secretly putting things in his mouth. I'm like, no, it's just veggies in a tablet, man. Oh, okay, cool. Because that's the one thing that kept happening is people just disappeared. People just did Houdini's the whole time. So you go out with a group of 10 or 12 people and you're like, where's blah, blah, blah? Like, I don't know. And 3 hours later, someone shows up here. Where have you been? I don't know. You just say, I don't know.
I heard that described the other day on a podcast as a French goodbye. It was a girl talking about the way she departs parties, that she just doesn't tell anyone. She just goes.
Why is it French?
I don't know. I haven't got to the bottom of that. But that's, I thought if I said it out loud, you might say, yeah, that's because. But yeah, apparently, I presume it's quite a French thing. That you attend a party and then at some point you just go, but you don't tell anyone.
I wonder if it's a reference to how they think that they won the Second World War.
Jeez.
Well, they
too soon, dude.
Oh, sorry. We were victorious.
Tsunami.
You actually weren't. We were pretty much occupied from the very beginning. It was only the fact you got looked after.
It's controversial. Not really.
Vegas. I'm the same. Yeah. I'm definitely the same as you. I never, ever had an inkling to go, other than Rocky had his bachelor party there 5 years ago, and I didn't go. So when it came up for his brother's bachelor party, and they said, do you want to come? You missed out the last one. I went, yeah, I'd love to. And what was the best thing about it? All right, the second best thing about it. The best thing about it was I think there was 14 of us, including the two bachelor's dads. I knew four of the guys. I'd met one of them once before. So there's everyone else I met for the first time. So I got to hang out with a bunch of people I never met. And when you're all in that kind of zone, you just make real fast friends.
Yeah, okay.
Real fast friends. And you end up, like I said, people disappear. So you end up hanging out with people you don't know and just walking around at whatever time in the morning talking to people. And that was really fun, because I don't get to do that. I don't get to hang out in bars for hours drinking.
No.
When I'm at a bar, I'm working usually. So it was kind of made me want to retire from music for like about 5 minutes and just be a normal person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun. It was really fun, like standing back, like watching a band go, how awesome is watching live music? It was great. There was this one dude who's very, like Frank Sinatra-ish, and he was clearly 85 years old.
Wow.
Because just the way he held himself, he had no movement whatsoever, but the voice was just
really
amazing. Yeah. It was awesome. Just lots of stuff like that. So
did you see Cher?
No, I didn't see a show.
Oh.
I didn't go to a show. I really took very little money. I think not even just compared to what I think some of the other guys took. Like I went, I saved, but I
there.
No. Like I saved to go away. I didn't want to just kind of go and just eat into any other money I had or anything like that. And I was very careful with what I spent money on. So a couple of times we went out and did the bachelor party things, I was all in. But yeah, I mean, because you can just spend this one night, you know, I had a bit to drink and I had a shout, a 10-drink shout, and then on my credit card I saw like it was a $220 shout for 10 drinks. Mm. And we bought the same drink at another bar about 15 metres away. That drink, instead of being $22, was $7. Even in the same casino.
Like, oh, wow.
Like, what's... Yeah, so I learnt that pretty quick. It's like, if you're going to do this, do it there or there or there.
Pretty quick, don't, but do not here. Quite quickly enough.
Not quick enough. So yeah. You have to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you do.
But that round of drinks was really fun. I felt like I got my money's worth in that round of drinks anyway. Right. Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
There's more to the story.
There is always more to the story. So, yeah, what I would say is if Vegas has never been on your radar, don't go unless you're going for an event.
Mm.
Like if you're going with a bunch of friends or, you know, some people go to get married or their honeymoon. Like I met so many people who were coming in to go to a wedding for an event and then they were going home to actually have the real, like, family wedding. But they were making an event, like a party out of something.
I feel like just recently somebody I know said they were going to Vegas to get that one. This is a terrible story that I've started out. On stage, though, I suggested to these people that I would get my celebrant's license and come over and marry them and play for them at their wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how I thought I was going to do that. But, yeah, I was thinking about getting my celebrant's license.
You'd be great at that.
Would I?
Yes. You're fantastic.
Really
public
like
speaker.
Public speaking.
it doesn't matter if you like it or not. You're very good at it. You're a great wedding MC.
Really?
Yeah, you're really good.
Oh, I don't like doing it.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like doing lots of things I'm good at. Yeah. And I like doing tons of things I'm terrible at.
Name one. Name one thing you're not good at that you like doing.
Balancing.
Really?
I fall over all the time. I fall off stuff and hurt my ribs all the time.
You're rubbing your ribs right now.
Yeah, yeah. This is because 3 months ago I dislocated my left shoulder. And the residual effect is I now have this kind of cracky rib thing happening. My ribs here crack. I can do that and crack my ribs.
Yeah, mine don't.
Yeah.
Should I fall off something?
Don't fall off something.
Is that what happened? Did you fall off something?
Yeah, I fell off the roof. I was helping Dad.
Oh, that was that.
Do the plumbing
thing. Yeah. Shit, yeah, you fell off a roof, dude.
Yeah. Well, I fell off
a
roof.
Not off a roof, dude.
That was another story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why God made the movie.
What? I could fall off stuff.
No.
Tell me about that J-Lo film you didn't watch.
Stop it, J-Lo film.
Tom Cruise.
He's excellent in it.
It's bloody brilliant.
It's really, really good.
I read a fantastic article, actually, about it, about saying how it's so great to see him in a role, because he plays the hero so well. When he's playing a bit of a despicable character, he still... He puts the hero spin, like the everyman spin on it, because not every.
Interesting you say that.
Not every jerk is like a complete
a full jerk.
Usually just trying to get the head in the world as well.
So, that's where I think his character in The Mummy fell down, because he's actually not very likable in the Mummy.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
which I haven't watched all of, by the way, but I don't quite get why everyone hates it so much.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, it's not.
No.
What? It's so weird.
I think people... Well, you know, I'm riffing on the fly here, but I think most of the reason
Definitely
why people...
fall off.
I know. Lucky I'm sitting down. I actually could fall off things I'm sitting on, so... Yeah. No, I think it's because we're humans, we're built to compare. So the reason why... The reason why people didn't like The Mummy so much is because, A, there's a bunch of mummy films that came, and, B, this is a franchise, and, C, we already have kind of stories we're aware of that have become franchises, like the Marvel stuff and the DC stuff, and they're bringing out another thing, so everyone's going, well, what's this franchise going to be like?
Yeah,
so
okay.
They're just they're comparing it to something, and if you already like something, you already suspect the thing that's coming in to try and get your attention. You're already kind of going, all right, go on, impress me.
Actually, that's really true, because the stuff I read after seeing The Mummy, reviews, very much were comparing it to the Brendan Fraser thing and saying all of the charm and the humour was gone from it. It's like, well, it's a different film.
Completely different story.
That's a completely different story as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I haven't finished watching it, but it's good. Like, it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing, and
I think there's that element.
It's got weird tonal stuff, like it's hard to know whether it's serious or scary or funny, and there are those moments where there's kind of lines that are clearly meant to cut the tension, but they fall flat because they're ill-conceived or ill-timed or something. But
I think there's an element too of audiences and movie makers are at a weird point in time where audiences don't know whether the thing they're watching is supposed to be seen on a big screen, because we're so used to watching everything on television now that even if you see something in the cinema, you kind of go, oh, this is not working for me, because now film is in the cinema, are often presented in a way like, oh, we kind of have to make this for people who watch stuff at home as well. I really think there's a kind of a bit of a malaise at the moment of audiences. For example, The Mummy, I went to see it in the cinema, big screen, and just went, wow, this is really cool. If you watch it and start stop in fits and spurts on your laptop, it's a completely different experience.
Sure.
Right? And I think that must be very hard for filmmakers and producers to combat. But I also think audiences having that option to watch stuff like that often can I don't say miss the point, but also they don't get to watch it as it's intended to necessarily be watched.
Mm.
So they don't see it the way.
Yeah,
the way it could be presented.
Okay. American made, though.
Just brilliant.
Super good.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the other thing, though, which
that's our recommendation for the week.
About American made, there's something quite brilliant about watching films which are, they're just live action. They're just real.
100%.
This is a story. These are people doing people stuff. It's not some kind of, oh, there's a mummy and there's some magic and stuff like that. I think there's something actually really awesome about incredibly far-fetched but kind of real stories.
Yep.
And that's where an actor like Tom Cruise, I think, does great stuff, because almost everything that's happening in that film, he was there actually doing it. It was no green screen. I'm sure there was in some stuff. But you can tell, there are scenes where, I'm not trying to give it away, where he's put a plane on autopilot, right, and he's dropping stuff out of the plane. That's happening. There's a camera in the plane while there's a camera and Tom Cruise doing that. There's no way they can be faking it. Like, it's actually happening. And
there's
something about watching things that definitely happened just makes it real.
Which is where It left me really cold. Yeah.
Well, they're already...
Boring, dude.
They've already suggested... Oh, even maybe given a release date for the next version of it.
Yeah. Well, the next story.
The sequel or whatever it is.
Man, it's...
I haven't seen it.
No. Well, you said you wanted to.
Yeah.
Though you don't like scary films. But you can go and see this because it's not scary at all.
Oh, thanks. It's got a scary clown in it, though.
Yeah, but... He's not. And as somebody I read on Twitter said, why has nobody yet mentioned that Pennywise a clown sounds like Scooby-Doo?
Right.
Even from the very early scenes in that film, it's like a syncing problem. Like, it's like a looping issue. His mouth actually doesn't, and it's a real actor, doesn't match the words. Yeah,
I wonder if it was in the particular theatre you saw it in.
Yeah, but it was just him, though.
Okay, in which case.
Yeah. Yeah, not. I didn't enjoy it at all. And that film's getting fucking great reviews.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Weird. Hey, so you know, usually when you do international travel, you just stay up all night watching films.
Mm.
I have to say, one of the greatest things I've ever been given by anybody is a pair of noise-cancelling headphones. And I would say that because you gave them to me. Thank you so much. I got on the plane in New Zealand, in Auckland, to fly to San Francisco. I put on these headphones for the first time, and my life completely changed. I'm like wirelessly, Bluetoothed it to my phone, my little meditation app with the tide going in and out and some little birds singing. And I put it on, and I just literally slept for 11 hours.
Brilliant.
It was amazing. Oh, and the same on the way back. A little more interrupted. So I watched zero things on the way, you know, 15, 16 hours of flying from here to Las Vegas. Watched nothing. on the way back, I watched Chips, the movie.
Oh, wow.
Which I loved.
Really? I haven't seen it.
It's very funny. Yeah, it's definitely up my alley. Good action flick, but quite funny.
Good. Well, I loved 21 and 22 Jump Street as well.
All right. Well, I think he's the same director.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Different cast, but Dax Shepard's in it. He's great. He's really good. And I watched a Ryan Adams doco.
Oh.
He's one of those really compelling people. When he speaks, you go, I'm about to turn it off. That's gold. And then, about to turn it off. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Maybe a bit like me in a podcast. I'm not sure if I deliver any gold, but...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Running out of our own reviews much?
Okay. Hey, speaking of running out of our own reviews, can I show you something?
Yeah.
Look what we made.
Oh, dude.
It's my CD.
Well done. That's exciting.
I picked it up yesterday.
Fantastic. That's a good... I like that face of yours.
Well,
I like that face of yours.
No, thanks.
Brilliant.
So for anyone who doesn't know, which is highly unlikely, I mean, just of our listenership, I did some recording this year and I did a crowdfunding campaign to help me release my CD, and the CD is now done and it's
awesome.
Colourful.
It is colourful.
It's very colourful. We could show it to the camera.
Oh, is that what I'm still supposed to be doing?
No,
sorry.
Yeah, come on. What's Elise Platt? Is that who?
That's who I was trying to get to. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
It's good. I love that it's all tied into your poetry things you've been doing and everything. I love that it's all, it's got a theme and a thing, even if it's not what you think it's about. Brilliant,
anyway,
man.
Yep.
I love
We're
it.
We're almost there. People almost have it, which is excellent. It's amazing how it can take 9 months to put 22 minutes of music on a CD. And amazing that one of the songs is 5 minutes of that 22 minutes. Crazy.
How do you think I feel, man? I've got a studio in my house. I haven't written a song for 3 years.
Haven't written one for 3 years?
No.
Yeah, right.
Lots of ideas. Lots of noodly stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of alternate tuning, sitting on my couch, iPhone stuff.
Yeah.
What are you pointing at?
Well, everything on that started with an alternate tuning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything is an alternate tuning. Other than stuff that I went, I'll just play this like this now as well.
My guitar playing career started with alternate tuning.
Didn't everyone's?
No, but true. I tuned in parallel fifths. I didn't know that one of the strings had to be...
Oh, that's cool.
Well, yeah, because I didn't have lessons. I just picked up a guitar and someone had said, you know...
And you meant that sounds
fifth,
nice now.
It's the fifth fret, so there you go. So there it was, which of course meant my bottom E was lovely and my top E was an F.
Wow.
So I had to write my own chord shapes.
Wow. Imagine you'd stayed like that.
Yeah. Imagine if I had it. But then my girlfriend bought me a chord book. Said, I think you need to... And on the back was,
can't leave it.
Is this a fourth fret? D looks like this. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My friend Ivan used to think that if you played the frets with dots on them, you got distortion. And if you played the other frets, you didn't. Like when he first got his first guitar. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to think that cats and dogs got married. I thought that cats were girls and dogs were boys.
You know, that's not a bad metaphor.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Boys aren't dogs.
Yeah.
Boys are fucking dogs.
Well, in the sense of...
Oh, that's not what you meant?
Boys, you know, cats and women will do what they want and boys and dogs just have to deal with it.
Just keep sniffing around.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know how old I was until I didn't know that that was the truth. Until I didn't know that was the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I was completely obsessed with animals as a kid. I made my... Oh, yeah, those book catalogues that we get put in the letterbox, and I would beg my parents for another animal book. So I've got like this A to K, this thick, like animal encyclopedia, and then the...
L to Z.
Yeah, thanks. L to Z, the rest. Which is thicker, a little bit thicker than the first one. And then this one like was just... yeah, one of monotremes and percentals as well. Like, I remember these books, and they're still on my parents' bookshelf. It's amazing.
Is a platypus a monotreme?
I think so.
What was the other thing you said?
Placentals.
Does that mean they've got...
The way they get birthed that the other way, not egged. Yeah.
Placentals.
I told you, man. I've never heard that before, though. I can verb anything.
Well, that's okay. You're allowed to say birthed. I mean, you didn't make that up. What was the one you made up before?
Oh,
cameras.
Yeah, I'm going to camera this.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, good. You didn't put a timer on?
No. I figured... I just forgot.
You were just an actor then. Who were you? You were one of those guys. You were Robert De Niro or the other one that I get confused with, Al Pacino.
Hang on. Do you get those two confused? Or the other one you get confused with Al Pacino? Is there another one like Al Pacino that you get confused with?
No. It's a bit like, you know, my standoff I have in my brain about Fleetwood Mac and Supertramp?
No. Please, enlighten us.
I get confused. Someone, like, when I'm getting requests at gigs to play a Fleetwood Mac song, I have to try and access in my brain whether that's, like, Dreams or Rhiannon or Breakfast in America.
Right.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
Or is that the album? Take a Long Way Home. Yeah. It's weird. They're nothing like one another.
Okay.
But somehow in my head, there's been a cross synapse connection thing. And so when you just went, it was one of them. And I don't know which one it was.
I wonder if that's a legitimate reason to go and ask to have some, you know, CBT. I've got a few band crossover things I need some help with. Could I have some cognitive behavioral therapy, please?
Our mate Shannon Gibson about that.
About
cognitive behavioural therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, I'd said it slowly.
Yeah.
Because do you think I speak quickly?
I'm not sure whether I can accurately ascertain that. I'm not trying to speak extra slow just to make you sound faster.
Okay.
I do think you speak relatively quickly.
I remember hearing Paul Stanley from Kiss in interviews, and he speaks...
That Matt Bradshaw, he talks by...
This is a joke about the Pope. Not you and your mate. No.
What's that one?
Who's that guy? What? It doesn't matter.
All right.
And he speaks very slowly... And carefully and deliberately, like very. So it's like he's putting a great deal of thought into what he's saying.
Like
he might just
be
dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But hearing him in interviews and thinking, I would like to be more like that. I would like to have answers that say, and also, it seems to me that like it's quite measured and.
But is that because they've preset the questions, so they have preset answers. Do you think I often think when I watch an interview, you're like, I think this is... You could ask these questions, these answers we prepared earlier.
That's interesting. I'm not sure. No, I think... I mean, I've seen him do... Oh, I don't know if I've seen him do off-the-cuff stuff. It doesn't seem like very much what Paul Stanley does is off-the-cuff at all. You're spending more time cooking Brussels sprouts these days.
Well, you know, you've got to do something with Brussels sprouts.
Do you like
it? Do you reckon when you're in Brussels, they just call it Sprouts?
One of those conversations.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Because I have found out Philly cheesesteak in Philly is still called Philly cheesesteak. It's not just cheesesteak.
Yeah, no, they own that shit.
Yeah.
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 You didn't have one of those in Vegas, though, did you?
No, I did not.
No.
No. I did almost get, I think I almost got beaten up by a bunch of people in McDonald's when the girl I was hanging out with decided to throw a Big Mac over his shoulder. And this, like, Big Mac patty lands slap on the table right in front of this quite powerful-looking Hispanic gentleman. And he was actually quite good about it, but the lady that he was with was like, take that bitch out of here.
Wow,
like,
really?
Why don't we just go outside? Because it was my fault. Because it was take your bitch out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, hang on, but we just met. It was funny.
Did you... consummate the relationship?
No, no, she never became...
Mrs. Italiano.
Yeah, I reckon could have got married a few times in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. I fall in love easy.
Oh. Yeah. Was it the feathers?
That was great. Anyway, had a good time.
Okay.
I feel like we could just keep talking. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, but we should wrap up.
All right. We probably had a few things prepared to talk about, I believe, but I do, and I will end, I'll end on a serious note that I kind of got a bit thrown out of Kilter last night with the just unbelievable and terribly sad events in Las Vegas. And one of the reasons why is, as I was telling you earlier, I stayed in the hotel next to the Mandalay Bay, directly across the road from where this happened, and I could have thrown a tennis ball over the road into that concert venue. Maybe I would have needed my dog ball chucker thing. Maybe I don't actually have a good enough arm, but... Yeah, I was just there. And I don't feel like, it's not that I feel like, oh, wow, if I'd just been there another week, it could have been me. Not that at all. But I'm acutely aware of exactly where it happened. So, I was a bit, like I said, you know, I've got a food hangover today because I just was there. I was watching TV for 4 hours last night, watching it, just going, man, that's just...
Yeah, amazing. I woke up early this morning and it was all I could think about. Just, it's... It's totally horrifying.
Yeah, I think...
And had you been there still, you know, you said to me before we started that people were checking in with you to see if you were back. I don't go to the worst-case scenario thing. But if I knew you were in Las Vegas and that was happening, I absolutely would have checked in with you.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally reasonable, yeah. Yeah, it's...
But I'm never the could-have-been-me thing.
No, and look, I don't go, one or two people doing something crazy doesn't make me feel like... it doesn't make me scared of being a human being in the rest of the world.
No.
You know, I'm well aware of, you know, that thing happening. It really doesn't happen all day, every day. So
no.
I wouldn't be worried about it. Like, literally, if I was in... I actually do believe if I was in Las Vegas right now, I'd still be happy to... I'd be happy to go out and...
Yeah.
You know, I would... I think the general consensus would be, right, we're all leaving, we're all, you know, but... because I kind of feel like... Because I know the reality is I've got way more chance of getting hit by a car out the front of my house than anything like that ever happening to me.
Yeah.
That's not... Man, downplay the...
Absolutely.
The horror that it is, but I don't get all... And do you know, the other thing too is I don't get, like, I don't understand if it's a, you know, a gun control conversation, I don't understand why there's this kind of apathy towards, if they haven't changed it by now, they're never going to change it. It's like, actually, you know, we used to, you know, not that long ago, the Romans fed Christians to the lions, and they don't do it anymore because eventually what happens is they go, we're not going to do this anymore. You know, there used to be slavery, there used to be this, there used to be that, you know. We in Australia it used to be quite just normal just to kill Aboriginals, like it was just what happened. And now, well, you know, it happens much less.
So is this in relation to what I wrote on your Facebook post?
No, not necessarily, but no, because I don't think you were apathetic towards just saying, you know, the current American administration and their, you know, views on guns and whatnot. But no, I think there's a tendency of for people to say, well, if was it Sandy Hook was the one where the guy went to the school?
Yeah.
So if they're not going to, you know, change the laws based on gunning down a bunch of kids in their school, then they're never going to do it. I was like, I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think there has to come a point where you go, all right, this, because what does keep happening is like keeps becoming the biggest.
Mm.
Eventually it's got to go to, right, we can't continue to have the biggest death toll.
One would think that that would be the rational course of action.
Yeah.
But I totally understand why people would say, if it hasn't happened by now, it's not going to.
I think that's sad and a
terrible indictment. But I understand why people feel like that, because these are terrible, terrible things.
It is certainly never going to change if people take that attitude. What really has to happen is people say, actually, we're not going to take this anymore. This is not good enough. There has to be enough.
A lot of people in America are saying that, though. Of course, a lot of people still own guns.
Yeah.
And it's protected by their constitution.
Yeah, but I mean, everything changes. Like, that, it has to. Mm. You know, I mean, it really has to get to a point where, and it will. It will get to a point. It might not be in our lifetime, but it will get to a point where.
Oh, I agree.
It's going to happen.
I agree.
Yeah, but I think the more people say, "Ah, oh, well, if it hasn't happened yet, it's never going to happen," that's got to stop. People have to start saying it should. Like the same-sex marriage thing in Australia, we actually have to say things must change. You cannot just say, well, you know, if it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen. No, actually, it should fucking happen. I think there's, I mean, I know that that's also a mourning thing and people are processing stuff and in the heat of the moment, people kind of trying to do their own coming to terms with a shock reality. But I don't know. We got serious real quick.
Mm.
So I didn't have anything that we really had to say today, so I think we just went riffing and talking.
Mm.
Thanks for listening to me, Matt, my friend.
Do you know how to get in touch with us?
Definitely. Matt@trcduo.com, Dom@trcduo.com, podcast@trcduo.com. Hey, look at that.
Look at you.
Yeah, you can Facebook us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can contact us on our own individual stuff sites.
You can send us dirty pictures on Snapchat.
Oh, have you got Snapchat?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So actually, you can't do that.
Yeah. You can go to Bandcamp and type in Dom Italiano and pre-order this. Go.
That's good.
You can pre-order this. Yeah. And I've just set it up so if you pre-order it now, you get all the songs before its actual release in November. Because, like, why would you pre-order something and not be able to actually get it?
Plus a bonus? Yeah, haven't you got a bonus up there?
Oh, no. Now it's like you can have all six songs.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was just one song before.
Oh, is that what it was?
Now I've got these and I'm going to send them out the next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Then everyone can have it.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right then. We'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I'm going to read your poem next time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my dad wrote me when
that
I was
one?
A child. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Look forward to that.
All right.
Stick around. Next week, Dom reads his dad's poem. And that's all. It goes for 45 minutes.
I could read it over and over again for 45 minutes.
Wagtail Bob?
Would that be a Guinness World Book of Record thing?
I don't know what you said. Well, so probably. I think you just invented a new...
A Guinness World Book of Record? Is that what they call it? Guinness Book of World Records?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, some...
Not like it had extra consonants.
Fabulation of that. if I was to be the only person to have done one specific thing...
Oh, absolutely, dude. Except... They have to ratify whether or not it's worthy of... Yeah.
All right. It's an Italiano World Book of Record.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah.
But all records start with one thing.
They do.
Yes.
They do. See you next time.
Bye.
Do you want me to do the thing? I'll do the thing.
Oh, you do the thing.
All right. I'm attached to stuff. I can do it, though.
Look at me go. I'm attached to lots of stuff.
Look at me go.
I think that's why I need therapy.
Let things happen. Be the ball.